Today's reading is from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. And just a note, this whole passage is in quotes, so this is Jesus speaking to the Pharisees. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. He's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I give up my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to this sheep pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me. I give up my life so that I can take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I give it up because I want to. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it up again. I received this commandment from my Father.
Sheep! Anyone been around sheep lately? I didn't think so. So with this text, though, I'm like, this has got me thinking about sheep. When I was in Illinois and we had that sermon, you know, that comes up about Legion and pigs, I decided since I was in the Hog County capital of the world, I would look up about hogs. And boy, did I learn lots of things about hogs. So let's learn things about sheep, shall we?
Sure.
They are not stupid and mindless. They can remember the face of an individual of 50 individual people or animals for up to 2 years. So, okay. Sheep must be led, often by goats. Sheep are extremely communal animals. They establish firm friendships and look out for one another in times of need. Rams were found to form long-term relationships. They would intervene on behalf of weaker colleagues and support each other in fights. Ooh. These acts of loyalty and friendship building are driven by emotions. What? Yes, sheep are capable of experiencing a whole range of emotions, feelings from fear to anger, despair, boredom, and happiness. They are fertile and demonstrate sexual preference. 98% of them have same gender sexual preference. 8%. I was kind of having a little fun there, wasn't I? Okay, sorry. You really need that 2%, don't you? Understanding sheep behavior. Sheep are social animals, so they try to prevent seclusion. Sheep by nature are followers and let them follow, and they don't drive them as you would cattle. Okay? Sheep are docile animals by nature. Sheep have good memories. These memories need to be positive ones as much as possible. Sheep like routine, so be patient when introducing something new. Sheep's reactions are predictable, so use them. Sheep react negatively to loud noises and yelling. Sheep tend to move in the opposite direction of the handler. Sheep move best when not afraid, so work slowly and calmly. Sheep, in case you're going to be working with sheep, they have no depth perception. I know all about that. So shadows and dark surfaces and water can be an issue. Sheep fear visual objects. Sheep can also be very destructive. Anyone want to know how many there are in the world? Because we're engaged, aren't we? This is fascinating. Well, I think it is. Anyway, 1.2 billion sheep in the world. 1 billion being in New Zealand. No. But there is a joke about New Zealand. There are more sheep in New Zealand than there are people. Yes. So, they're beautiful people and they're beautiful sheep. Amen? Amen. So, that's about sheep. So, interesting, Jesus would call himself the shepherd. Huh. Well, now let's learn about shepherds during biblical times. And there's quite a discussion among scholars. So let me try to represent them all. From the Greek perspective, like Aristotle, he believes them to be sinners and awful. Shepherds. He's a classist, right? Like, not just a classicist, but a classist. So he really wants nothing to do with them. And what did we learn this week that he said about women? Just above dogs. So Aristotle really doesn't really have room for nature or sheep. Okay. Well, then we have the Romans that are the occupiers. And a shepherd is a king and is considered somebody who has power to rule. Interesting. And then we have the Hebrews. They're just kind of the farmers, right? They're the agricultural people. They're not unclean, not sinful, but they're kind of considered at kind of that class that wouldn't necessarily be able to get into the temple, right? Because you have to pay a fee to get in the temple. But they could get within the temple walls. So modest, maybe modest, humble, not bad, but definitely not over here where the Romans are calling them king. The other thing, guess who is the shepherd in the family? It's not Papa. It's the youngest son. So, and we see that in the scripture in Samuel, when David becomes a shepherd. And in Ezekiel talks, it's the youngest son. Now, after learning about sheep, you understand why, right? Youngest son's not going to have a low, intimidating voice, right? Youngest son is going to follow, be kind of more of a gatherer and follow. Youngest son, and when I mean youngest son, they're doing it at the age between 10, 11, and 12. And then they age out, and then they are asked to then work on the farming stuff, the growing the food, et cetera, et cetera. Because when you are with your sheep, you are with your sheep. You are taking them up to the where there's green and where there's feeding, along with the goats. The goats are there too. And you are, and it's even here, the shepherd will, there'll be places where they can stay, and then the boy will sleep across the entrance to this little shell pen to protect them, because there are also wild animals, predators that are out there. So a boy is keeping the sheep safe by his body. So that's the understanding of a shepherd in Jesus' time. And then Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. So think about it. The shepherd is out with the sheep like this. Ta-ta. Out there with them, amongst them, but also will sleep with them at night, is their making sure they get their food. There's no strange noises. There's always a routine. The shepherd at all times is thinking about the needs of the sheep. So in this text where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, what has just happened in the text right before this is Jesus is calling the Pharisees blind. The Pharisees aren't considering the needs of the people, right? They are more concerned with the money coming in. And Jesus is saying, your only thing to do is to care about the people. You are religious leaders, not to care about how much they can bring in. Don't you be blind. I am not blind. I am the good shepherd. I will be with you, the people, as long as you need me. And then even to death, right? And Jesus made that decision. He was not a sacrificial lamb. He was an all-knowing shepherd. Again, think about then the double meaning. Rome already knows he calls himself the shepherd. he is dangerous, they see him as the leader, not us. Whoa, all that, just that text. And then especially when we understand how important sheep are in the culture and how important the shepherds are in the culture. But how humble they are too, right? It's the youngest boy. Now, doesn't this give us a whole new meaning of the Christmas story when we get to that? They're like you, not like you, the shepherd. It's you, the young one, who's leading it. And in that story that we say, God has enough care, enough love for those who've been ostracized and considered outcast. He says, but you're going to be the first ones that see the Christ. You just got to love shepherd. So Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I am with you always. I do not need crowns. I do not need fancy clothes. I just need to know that we can all be in honest and loving relationship and that you in my name do the same thing. So I think this text, even though it seems like it's very much boy and animal, it's very much about we are all connected with interweaving relationships, like our earth is all connected by interweaving relationships. Let us make sure we continue and to know that we are always part of interweaving relationships. God loves us, and our response is we love God, we love each other, and all that is around us, and that we continue to be good shepherds. Amen? Amen. Amen.